And what's in the budget, you might ask? Well, much of it, by the way, was negotiated between Governor Phil Murphy, Senate President Sweeney, Assembly Speaker Conklin, and all Democrats, so it's looking like this is going to sail through with no problem. Considering the lateness of all this, too, it's a safe assumption. That's what everyone at the party seems to think. So what's in it? Bigger pension, well, an even bigger pension payment, actually. They added another $505 million, sort of a prepayment, in anticipation of the states earning less on pension investments in future years. Budget includes some of the first major allocations from the state's $6 billion plus share of the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan. We've got $500 million for rental assistance, $450 million to help the state's hospitals prepare for future public health emergencies, $250 million for utility bill payment help, $180 million for ventilation improvements at schools and small businesses, and $100 million to help child care facilities. The governor also announced up to $600 million of the state's stimulus share would also expand classes for special ed students with disabilities. And when it comes to dealing with the state's debt, budget proposes a $3.7 billion fund, which would need to be established by legislation to reduce the state's debt. Of that $3.7 billion, $2.5 billion would be paying off existing state debt, which the Murphy administration estimated it would save over $500 million over the next 10 years. Another $1.2 billion would go to construction projects, which obviously avoids the need to borrow to fund those projects, which has been the tradition recently, at least in New Jersey. And they're also maintaining a $2.2 billion rainy day fund. That's an emergency fund that can only be used in certain circumstances. What's not in the budget has bothered a few people. Restructured funding for New Jersey Transit, which was a frequent promise of Governor Murphy. A larger sum of money to aid undocumented immigrants who were left out of the federal stimulus plan. That's also not in the budget. There are actually plans to dish out $2,000 checks for people who, well, aren't on the books for all intents and purposes. And yeah, there's some on the far left that aren't too happy about that. You look at the overall finances, the state Murphy administration officials had already predicted a good budget year, despite the pandemic. And this month it revealed even more good news. Tax collections were up another $5.5 billion to an all-time high. State expects to end the month with over $10 billion in the surplus. That's equal to about a quarter of the total annual spending. As I said, $6 billion that they're cutting up in spending from the American Rescue Plan. So that being said, what are you getting directly out of all this? I mean, let's assume that you're not qualifying for the rent assistance or you don't need it. Same thing with the utility assistance. You're pretty much getting a $500 rebate check. Now, isn't that great? You get some of your own money back. This is every tax in the state remains the same, especially property taxes, with some down the state house looking into a few of those taxes for increases. Oh, not till after Election Day, but they're looking.